The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps can help conserve water and save money. Find wastewater use information at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It's still springtime here in the bluegrass, and so we're working through our traditional spring vegetables as we talk about what's coming into season, what we've been looking forward to. Today, let's talk about radishes. At the grocery store, you're used to fuchsia-colored or bright reddish-pink-colored salad radishes. And we have those at the farmer's market, but we also have all kinds of other radishes, like watermelon radishes. We're a little bit early for those. We're still into the very delicate radishes right now, but you can get some really delicious, fresh spring flavor. And they're not like necessarily the radishes that you had 20 or 30 years ago that would light your sinuses on fire. Farmers and seed developers have worked really hard on isolating different varieties of radishes that won't create that like nasal burn that some of the old school radishes used to do. Now we have those, and our farmers will often warn you that these are hot radishes, so you can be prepared if you're looking for that for a recipe or something. But the salad radishes that we have, the French Parisian radishes and the multicolored radishes, they're all going to be much more delicate than probably you remember from your childhood. Typically, the more delicate, milder radishes take less time to cook than the more harsh, denser keeping radishes, which are going to have a lot of those chemicals in them that create that nose burn. And so they will typically need to be cooked a lot longer, like the black radishes that we will have in the fall time. They need a lot longer of a cooking time, similar to a potato. So if it is intimidating to you because you've never cooked them before, don't be afraid to ask the farmer. They might have a recipe or two in their back pocket that they can help you with. They'll often also let you mix and match radishes, turnips, baby carrots into bundles if they are selling them at the same price. And so you don't have to figure out what you're going to do with a pound of radishes. Get a half a pound or something like that. And so it's much more approachable. You can purchase what you need rather than purchasing like at the grocery store where the store decides how much you want.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about radishes and the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Considering all the different varieties that you have, and I guess it depends on the recipe, but what are some of your favorite ways to use radish?
I think one of the most beautiful ways that I've recently seen, it was a compounded butter with big chunks of radish in it. Radish and butter sandwiches are a traditional French treat. Mix the beautiful radishes into some softened butter, let that harden up in the refrigerator, and then slice it on a big piece of sourdough toast. And it is just beautiful to look at because it has those colors and the shapes and then has the texture. You maybe could sprinkle it with some sea salt, and it's just really nice snack.
How big a pieces are you talking about of radish?
What I have seen and what I've tried is usually about the size of your pinky nail. So anything bigger is going to be hard to navigate probably, and then it's going to be difficult to slice. Not quite super fine, but a big dice probably. If you need to, leave the butter out at room temperature for 30 minutes or something like that. Put it in a bowl. You whip in or fold in the radish, maybe add some extra salt. If you have some herbs that you really like, there's some fennel top that might go really well with this that's coming into season right now. Mix that all together, and then you put it in a loaf, or you can just mold it in sort of a roll, put it in the refrigerator to let that firm up, and then you can slice it. So many bread vendors this year, whether you want sourdough or if you want a baguette, there's lots of different options. We'll probably talk about the different bread options in a couple weeks. You can get the bread and the butter and the herbs and the salt and the radishes all at the farmer's market.
Is there maybe another way to use radish as sort of the center of a dish?
Many people still default to radishes being a salad additive or something like that. Another thing you can do is you can poach them in a chicken stock and make a really nice light soup. I know that that's not something that we typically consider in Appalachian cuisine. We like hearty vegetable soups and potato soups, but you can do a chicken broth, maybe with some fresh peas and some sliced radish. I don't want to say it's exactly like a miso, but if you get that mindset of it's going to be a light, flavor-packed miso-style broth, maybe even put in a teaspoon of miso paste so you can do that combo or fusion flavor, I think that would be a really nice addition to a meal, especially as we're deciding, is it hot or cold outside? Maybe a nice little light broth is a good way to do that.
How would you prepare the radish for that?
I would slice those very thinly, maybe a couple of millimeters thick, a quarter of an inch at the most thick. Let them blanch softly in the broth. Nothing too complicated. Still keep that crispness. And it will just be a little bit different than something that you're super used to.
There are other vegetables you have at the farmer's market that are kind of similar to radish and turnips, I guess, right?
Yeah, so we're getting baby turnips, small carrots at the market right now, and the early root vegetables. And before long, we'll have cauliflower and broccoli. I think we might even talk about asparagus next week. We'll be keeping people on their toes as we start to roll out more and more vegetables and fruits as we approach the warmer times.